PR Mobile. Like there's some nuts that still may be digestible here and fell between the seats.
Something wrong with you.
That's obvious, Bob. How you doing this morning?
I'm laughing about that. I'm doing good. We had an interesting morning. I went to Home Depot with the bracket. We were going to go put a tower up against somebody's house. I had the bracket, went to Home Depot. Got the bolts that I needed, then left the bracket at Home Depot and drove all the way down to Inman. That's just how the morning started, and then it just kind of got worse from there.
And Bernice had to interpret that for me. I didn't know anybody was that stupid, but, and you know, there ain't no pills for stupid, Bob.
That's, apparently, I'm a perfect example of that and proof of the same. So, yeah. I was prepared to turn around and come back and get it, but then we realized that we needed a big, like a 40-foot ladder to get up to where we were going, and I brought my 15-foot ladder, so it just kind of went from bad to worse today, but Matt's keep reconsidering maybe putting a tower in the backyard with guy wires, or if we put it on the side of the house, we're going to get a lift. We just got to have a lift to do it safely.
Roger. Well, the news I've been hearing, they're in phase 3 of an approval for a vaccine for that AGE thing, and you might get on the list.
I don't know where you went to get yours.
But you always did say I ain't right.
All right. So what you guys off to do today? What are you guys up to?
I'm depleting my kitty a little bit, and Bernice is holding a big platter of homemade donuts here, and oh, I gotta tell you, she hit that one on the head this morning. She's ruining my figure.
Oh, I'm just not even gonna touch that one, but a plate full of homemade donuts, I don't know, that smells good right now.
For a long time. I figured you'd say my figure is more like an ellipse.
You know.
Just a chance there. Shoot. So, Matt's going to put up a tower, huh? I seen something the other day. I'm going to have to go back and re-energize my mind and get the genes rolling or something. But I thought MFG was making a really economical tower. Of course, I'm knowing you know where all the towers are at in the country anyways around here. And I happen to know where some are at too, but can't say. But I'm not interested anyways. I'm not going to put one up. The kids would have to take it down. But you know, Bob, I heard that down here at I-85 and 14, and I don't know where Matt's at from there, but just across I-85 going south there on Highway 14, there's a place and they got all of their lifts are green. You know, I'll be going by there in a couple of minutes. And I heard that they was the most reasonable on that.
Somebody close to Inman, or as close to Inman as possible to minimize the delivery fee. But usually there's a delivery and a pickup fee and then a rental fee. We just rented one to work on a cabin. And it would be perfect for what we need. It's got four big stabilizers, and it would work great. But you're probably looking at somewhere between $400 and $500 by the time you're done with the delivery and pickup.
Owie, that's woo. That's a used tower. Anyways, that'll make you have naked babies when you stop and think about that. But Yeah, I didn't know it'd be that much, but it doesn't overly surprise me. But him and I, you know, I'd be no help to you there, that's for sure. They make a lot of nice ones nowadays. I used to run one regularly that would go to 60 feet because our lighting was at 55 feet, most of it. And, boy, they get a little goosey up there when you're outside in the wind.
On that mold-style ones, we had one at the plastic factory for the same reason. And you get that thing all the way up there, and you get a little breeze even. So, yeah, but, you know, if you stop and think about it, renting or having a crane come in, you're going to spend more than that. You know, so we could do everything we needed to do, including put the antenna and the mast and everything on from the lift and do it in a day.
TR Mobile with MD7J, the famous MD7J. Bob, I've heard tell that you can get those on a Friday and keep them till Monday when they pick them up and only pay for the one day.
Places are like that, and some of them are not. Some of them are open on Saturday. So you may end up doing something like get it on Saturday maybe and not have to have it back until, you know, Monday. Get it Saturday morning and then not have to have it back till Sunday or Monday morning. But they're all a little different.
You have to work off of scissor lifts daily and taking jib cranes up and down and working on elevated things, of course. And but that Condor, it'd go up 60 feet. But I kept telling them they needed a new wire harness in it, and the wire harness is a proprietary thing on those because it has multiple sized wires in it. And they had some of the other stuff fixed on it that we didn't have, and their proportional controlled hydraulic valves and that. I could fix that and the pots and the control them and on the controller handles and all. But they wouldn't do that on the wire harness. And I went up one day to 65 feet on the roof, and I was taking a motor off of an exhaust fan. And fairly good size, 7.5 horse, 3-phase, I think it was. And we put it in the Condor basket with me, and I backed out away from the building. And when I did, it fell about 4 feet with me. I'll tell you what, that'll put some stuff in your sails.
That'll put some stuff in your pants, because that could have done the same, had the same effect. Have to go home and change underwear.
First carrier landing, and I heard this guy say, "Bolter, Bolter." And I thought, "What the heck's that?" And your guts fell out because you missed the wires and you were going off the end of the angle deck.
Well, what are you guys up to now? You said you're going where?
Well, we're going down to Amy's. I ought to send you a picture of their Halloween outfits. I'm telling you, you'd die. They go in big for that. They're not going Halloween in there. Going over some friend's house, but everything Amy does is over the top. So we're just going to go down there, and they wound up getting all A's, and I think I might have got a B or two. And so I always give them a little bit of green stuff to kind of keep their incentive up. And Grandma and Grandpa gives them something. They've done real good. It was funny. This year, Amy enrolled them in private school. It's a Catholic school. And I know from my friends back in Kansas, buddy, you toe the line when you're there. And it's really great schools. And so anyways, Isaac was whining to me one day. And I said, "How you like it there, Isaac?" When he first started, he says, "It's hard, Grandpa." And they use books.
Yep, I remember Catholic schools. I definitely remember them. Yep. All righty, Tom, I'm going to hop off here. I have a ton of paperwork to do, and I've got to get at it because I don't really have much time. So I'm going to get at this and get me a Dr. Pepper out of the refrigerator and get to work on this paperwork. You guys have a good, safe trip, And everybody have a good Halloween. I'll be sitting here at the desk listening. N0TR and D7J.
Roger, Bob. Great to hear you this morning. My Super Loop come down during those high winds, and boy, I bet you got some winds up there from what I was looking at down the weather stations and all. We had 42-mile-an-hour gusts, and that Super Loop had been up there many years, and it was just made out of THHN. So I tried to call the wireman today and get some of that copper-clad steel that's insulated, and I guess they don't work on Saturday because they haven't called me back. So maybe Monday I might run up there and get some. I was just going to fix the one side of it that turned loose, but then I got to looking at it, and I'm going to change it all. But I got my other antenna up. I've heard a couple of decent stations lately, but they keep saying the sunspots are doing so good. I don't see it yet, but there has been a couple of guys copying the Philippines the other night, a DU-7, I think. He was a fellow from the United States. I think I've worked him before, but rarely do you get the Philippines down here, and he was on 17 meters. But he was on the gray line, and it faded away quickly in the evening, so I didn't get a chance to work him. Anyways, I'm going to avoid this construction. But I'll get that back up next week. You take care, my friend, and talk to you later. Stop by any time, Bob. ND7J, N0TR73.
Hey, yeah, Roger, Tom. Just FYI, during the contest, from up at Fred's place on the 40-meter vertical listening on the beverage, I worked Indonesia like several times, 2, 3, 4, 5 times on 40 meters at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's absolutely outstanding. I could use that one. I got up between 4 and 6 the next day after you told me that, Bob, and they were on the cluster, but it was raining and windy and that, and I didn't figure there was a chance in heck to be able to work them. And, of course, I don't have a beam or anything, but conditions at that gray line are such that it might be within the realm of possibility. But I decided to go back to bed and not go downstairs and hook everything up because of the weather conditions. But appreciate the tip anyways.
Yeah, I was just making mention that they were on, and we actually worked them from Fred's on the 40-meter vertical, just a wire with elevated radials. So it was a good contact. And I worked several Indonesian stations during the contest. Every time I was on at that time of the day, they'd start to come in, and the JAs would come in along with them. But anyway, I got to hop. You guys have a good one. We'll catch you again. ND7J.
73's, Mom. N0TR clear.
Hey, Kilo 4 Golf here, Charlie.
Hey, go ahead.
Bob, I'm ashamed of you. You missed an opportunity to tell Tom that them donuts need to go to his legs.
He's already got a donut in the middle. I always thought that was he got jumped in a pool in an inner tube and it got stuck, but apparently not.
Watch it, sucker.
Fellas, have a good day. Get your paperwork here, Bob. Kilo 4 Golf here, Charlie.
73, both have a good day.
See you later. 0TR.